Steve Self and La Deep with the tune In League with the Devil from the Devil EP. Moby before that with Dark Days, the Undercat remix. And coming up after a short 30-second announcement, I'll have Ella Minus with the tune I Want to Be Better from the new release Dia. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'm What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia and ways you can keep your brain as healthy as possible. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. You want to live your life to the fullest, and we can help.
Just before that announcement, you heard Disclosure with the tune Never Enough. Dusky before that with the new tune Seagulls. Right now you're listening to Ott with the tune Muggy Boneheads from the recent release Hiraeth. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the playlist online at WRCT.org.
We'll be right back. WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Just before that announcement, you heard Bicep and Eliza with the tune Chroma 8 Tangs. DJ Shadow before that with Witches vs. Warlocks from Action Adventure. And right now I have Off Day queued up with the tune Day 1. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
get down, down, get down, down, yeah. Get down, 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 down. Come on, get down, down, get down, down, yeah. Get down, 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 down. Come on, get down, down, get down, down, yeah. Get down, down, down.
Getting high, keep it spending by, keep it to when do you get satisfied? When I'm in the mix, I can't be rude. Slip with the statements, I improve. Way at the bottom of the mix, you move. Slip with the statements, I improve. When I'm in the mix, I can't be rude. Slip with the statements, I improve. Way at the bottom of the mix, you move. Slip with the statements, I improve. When I'm in the mix, slip with the statements.
Listen to your heart, tell me that you understand. Listen to your heart, tell me who you wanna be. Listen to your heart, tell me that you understand. 'Cause you are the one for me.
WRCT in your underpants.
You just heard Off Day with the tune Day One. And right now you're listening to Lost Boy J with the tune Feel the Rhythm. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the playlist online at WRCT.org.
Cause we're down when we're down, we ain't done. We never stop, we won't be tired.
My website at djfirefly.com if you want to get in touch with me or if you missed a show.
Get started. I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we discuss how Project 2025 is rapidly degrading democracy by centralizing power in the hands of a few and undermining our time-honored system of checks and balances.
Our guest is Lauren Stiller Ricklin, the executive director of Lawyers Defending American Democracy. Her organization is dedicated to pushing back against threats to the Constitution and the rule of law.
We'll then check in with our own co-host, Stephen Rohde, who offers an analysis to confront the executive orders Donald Trump has issued, seeking to dismantle the Department of Education and control the curriculum for students at all levels. Stay with us. I'm Heidi Boghossian, New York City attorney and activist.
I'm Maria Hall, Los Angeles civil rights lawyer.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties.
The early days of the Trump administration have ushered in a series of assertive executive orders that are rapidly reshaping the federal landscape. While new administrations typically bring change, most Americans expect such shifts to respect the rule of law. However, Project 2025 diverges from legal norms, challenging birthright citizenship, dismantling crucial federal agencies like USAID without congressional approval, and attempting to criminalize support for lawful diversity and anti-bias initiatives. Today's guest is Lauren Stiller Ricklin, Executive Director of Lawyers Defending American Democracy. She argues that the media has inadequately covered the full scope of Project 2025's goals. While the boldness of presidential actions has shocked many, these plans were outlined in the project's mandate for leadership. Trump's executive orders threaten protections for workers and marginalized communities while undermining checks and balances that ensure government accountability. Through these executive orders, the administration seems intent on reshaping the federal government to align with conservative ideals at the expense of civil rights and environmental protections. The goal seems to centralize presidential power and erase decades of legal safeguards against discrimination and environmental harm. We're delighted to welcome Lauren Stiller Ricklin to the show. An author of four books, and editor of the 2023 anthology, Her Honor, Stories of Challenge and Triumph from Women Judges, she is also an active member of the American Bar Association. She serves as vice chair of the Advisory Commission to the Task Force on American Democracy, vice chair of the Advisory Council to the DEI Center, and co-chair of the Women's Caucus. Lauren, welcome to Law and Disorder.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Let's start by talking about Project 2025. What is it? What is its mission? And what is its impact on American governance?
Sure. We do have the next couple of days to go through this, right? Basically, Project 2025, is a policy blueprint that claims to have been written for a conservative presidency. But in fact, it is a deeply extremist 900